Good evening, everyone. I'm Alex. This is the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm here with Pat. We're going to run down the NFL games for this week like we usually do.
Yeah, week 10, week 10.
Week 10. Oh, no, it's like halfway over now.
Yeah, it is.
That's kind of depressing.
Yeah, because I can't get into regular season NBA that much as I try, so.
Yeah. All right, so last week on the picks, we were both 7-6, which is not that good, but it's kind of a rough week. We actually had good games last week compared to this week. Probably will be 10-3 this week or something like that, just because we got a lot of crap going on. So you're still ahead of me one, as far as that goes. So bye weeks for this week, we got Houston and the New York Giants. Any remark? You know, what do you think about the Giants? Are they?
I don't know. Again, right away at the beginning of the year, they looked like. You know, I said the dreaded Manning versus Manning Super Bowl, and now they've looked nothing like that. At least Peyton, Eli's side of things.
Yeah, you don't know. What about Houston? They're looking pretty good, so.
Yeah, they're looking better. I kind of with the Giants, kind of not as bad as Arizona, but as far as opposite teams showing up on any given week, just really bipolar those two teams. It's really hard to judge, but. Yeah, I'm liking Houston, though. They had some talk preseason, too, and they're kind of coming through on that. So.
Yeah. Dude, I like Houston. I went down there for a game. It was actually really nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This year?
It was last year. The state, yeah. We went in November, and it was, like, in the 70s, and it was beautiful. I liked it. Stadium was real nice. Everyone was super cool, even though I was a Ravens fan. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this week, there's actually a game going on right now as we're recording this. Chicago at San Francisco. We both picked San Fran before started. It's 7-3 San Fran right now, but a game's been. I'm not actually watching it, but it looks awful.
Yeah, and I don't get NFL Network, and if they're trying to get me to pay for the NFL Network with a San Fran Chicago matchup, I think they're sadly mistaken.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of turnovers and punting. So.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad this is their NFL Network, and not like New England Colts. So
there would be a riot, but
yeah.
All right, well, starting Sunday, first game on our list is Atlanta at Carolina.
I'm gonna pick the Falcons here. I think they're playing better. Carolina has improved. They only lost by 10 to New Orleans last week, and I just think they're slightly better than Carolina.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Atlanta too. Carolina still has some quarterback issues. So.
Could you call both of these teams somewhat of a disappointment? I know Atlanta is still winning, but I think the expectations were a lot higher for them and definitely for Carolina.
So. Yeah, I'd say so. Atlanta's only 5-3, and you kind of expected them. You know, you kind of almost expected them to be ahead of New Orleans. Like, I don't think anyone saw New Orleans being 8-0 at this point.
No.
So they're definitely a little bit of a disappointment. Next game, Tampa Bay at Miami.
I will take the Dolphins. I do not see Tampa Bay stringing together two wins in a row.
Yeah.
And they give up 160 yards rushing a game. Miami gets 150 yards a game, so you can do the math on that one.
Yeah. I'm liking this matchup for Ronnie Brown on my fantasy team. Mm-hmm. So I'll take Miami, too.
Yeah, I think it's a good day for both Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams.
Yeah. And what's his name for Tampa Bay, the quarterback that started this week? Is it? There's too many Joshes and Jays. Was it who started this week? The new guy. He did pretty well. I can't think of his name. Josh Johnson. No. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm blanking too. That's
like,
they're kind of.
They have like the same name.
Josh Freeman.
Josh Freeman. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He played well. So I mean, I think he could improve as the season goes on, but not this week.
Yeah, he's a big quarterback. I looked up. He's 6'6", 248. So it's a big guy.
Yeah. All right, next crappy game for this week, Detroit at Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. I think you know who I'm picking, Vikings. They're rested up against a Detroit team that don't need to be rested up to play. So.
Yeah. Detroit, while we're on Detroit, I had a question on Twitter about Calvin Johnson, about like what do you think is going to end up with it, what's going to happen with him this season. It's kind of been disappointing as far as his stats go.
Yeah, he was asking for a little insight, and I think it's as simple as he's on a horrible team, but he's the best option on a horrible team, so the defense can just really key on him. He's been banged up, so.
Yeah. I mean, that's all there is to it. I wish he'd come play in Baltimore. Like I was saying before the show, you're welcome anytime, Calvin.
Yeah, I think totally different career for him on a different team. And
oh, my God. Look, dude, him and Flacco, it would be unbelievable. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he's big talent receiver.
I'm going to have, like, a dream about this tonight. It's fantastic.
It'll turn into a nightmare when you realize it's not happening.
Yeah, when I wake up, I'll be crying.
But he doesn't even get – I mean, considering Detroit has to play from behind and should be passing, he has 51 targets, which isn't even probably – I can't – they don't have the rankings numbers, but I don't know if he cracks the top 30 for targets of receivers.
Yeah,
so.
They're not good throwing the ball, really.
No.
What's his name? Stafford hasn't been – he's not quite living up to the standards set by Flacco and Matt Ryan last year.
No, definitely not.
All right. Oh, I picked Minnesota too. I don't know if I said that or not. Next up, Denver at Washington.
I'm going to pick the Broncos to kind of pick up where they left off, well, 3 weeks ago now. They dropped two in a row, but a good game to get back on track against the Redskins.
Yeah. Yep, Redskins bad. Again, another game with a good team and a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like you could almost divide the NFL down the middle this year. There's not like a lot of good team, like not a lot of mediocrity.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's definitely the upper echelon of teams, and then there's the kind of the cellar dwellers.
Yeah. All right, next one, Buffalo at Tennessee.
If you're fans of either of these teams, but another bad game. I don't think either team will run away with it. I'm going to take Tennessee. I think Chris Johnson's been playing really well, maybe they're going to rally around Vince Young. I don't know.
Yeah, Chris Johnson killed me on fantasy last week. Guy was playing. He didn't have that much going into, like, the fourth quarter, and then he just blew up and kind of screwed me over. But, I like Tennessee. They've been playing better the last couple weeks after a rough start in Buffalo. Buffalo's Buffalo.
Yeah. We kind of skipped it the last couple weeks, and no real big T.O.
Oh, the T.O. The T.O. meltdown?
Has he just given up? Or
I think he's given up.
Is he on suicide watch
again?
He's
given up hope. Yeah, he better take away his pills.
Yeah, he might be popping those. So.
All right. We haven't heard from him.
No,
it's kind of disappointing, actually.
He scored a rushing touchdown 2 weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah.
But maybe he's on his way to irrelevance, and that's, fine. That's fine with me. So.
All right. New Orleans at St. Louis.
Another great game. I'll take the Saints, obviously. This is like the third or fourth game that we've just talked about so far that could be a pretty one-sided contest. So.
Yeah, this one, I think that one could be ugly.
Yeah.
St. Louis, they don't really have a lot of fans. It's indoors. It's only probably, I don't know, it's within a day's drive for all those New Orleans fans, so.
Yeah, and they seem to like to travel. They got a good fan base there. I definitely in New Orleans, but I think you're right. I can see them making that trip and maybe almost be a away game for St. Louis.
So I'm going to go with New Orleans, too. Next, one of the few bright spots on this week's schedule, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Big division
huge game. This was a tough one for me, and kind of flip-flopped on it. Did a John Kerry on this one a little bit. There's an old reference that I probably shouldn't have brought out. But I'm going to pick Cincinnati. I like this team. And part of it's, I think, I do like Ocho Cinco. Just kind of, he's a funny guy. But he's playing well, and Sed Benson is running like a man possessed. And I know Pittsburgh's been doing well, but I'm still not completely sold on them, and I'm just going Cincy.
All right. I'm actually going to go Pittsburgh, as much as it pains me. I just think at home there, they have significantly more of a home field advantage than St. Louis previously mentioned. So,
mm-hmm.
And they seem like they're kind of off to a rocky start, too.
And without Polamalu, I think that really showed his significance. So.
Yeah, and I mean, it could go either way. Hopefully that game will be on. That game should be on nationwide, and all the other games should just get the shaft.
Yes, yes. I know I get the Detroit and Minnesota one, but if my AFC game is Buffalo and Tennessee, I'm going to break things. So.
Yep, all right. Jacksonville at New York Jets.
Another game that don't really care a lot about. I'm going to take Jacksonville. I think they're playing a little bit better right now, and Talk about short-lived media darling status for Mr. Sanchez. So.
Sanchez.
Yeah, the Sanchez, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jets coming off the bye week. So that's really the only reason. There's nothing, you know, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
This one's fantastic. Kansas City at Oakland.
Is this the worst week for matchups? I'd have to look back, but
I don't know. It's a disaster.
This one seems pretty sad.
There's been a couple other bad weeks I know that we talked about, but this one, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this game here, Kansas City, Oakland.
This is a coin flip.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be an epic battle that no one cares about, but I'll take Kansas City. I think more because I watched them play a couple games, and I always, for some reason, flash back to that Dallas game where they played so well. So, yeah. But I'll go Kansas City. No real reason.
Right. I'm going to take Oakland at home. I don't know why.
Big Jamarcus Russell fan, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah. Look at him. He's fantastic.
His accuracy is going to improve, so.
Yep. All right, next one, Seattle at Arizona.
I'll pick Arizona here. I briefly touched on them kind of being a bipolar team, and if the team that shows up that was there last weekend, I think Seattle could be in for a long day, so, because Warner threw, five touchdown passes, so.
Yeah, I'll pick the Cardinals. After throwing five interceptions the week before.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You never really know what you're going to get with them. So I'm actually going to go with Seattle. I figure amongst all these games, I had to pick one upset. So I'm going to go with Seattle. Just hope that the evil, bad Arizona shows up this week.
Yeah, it could very well happen too. So,
all right, next one, Dallas at Green Bay.
Maybe this is my upset one, although the line isn't that different. But I'm going to take Green Bay. A big part of it is Green Bay at home and thinking how is Romo going to do on the road. Rodgers has played really well so far, and I just if that supporting cast around him, especially his O-line, can get it together, I think they can be a better team than they have been showing lately.
All right, I'm going to go with Dallas just because I don't think that the O-line is going to get it together. Could be a big day for DeMarcus Ware and friends there in Dallas. Yeah. And Dallas looked pretty good last week against Philly.
Yeah, they did. So
we both had Philly picking that one, and they
proved
took
us
care of business there, yeah.
We're different on a lot of picks. There's going to be a big swing this week.
Yeah,
so.
It's exciting. No, we'll probably tie, though, just because that's how it always works.
Yeah, we'll split them. So.
All right, now next one. Not bad game here. Philadelphia at San Diego.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the Eagles here. Both teams recently beat the Giants, but Philly did so in a dominating fashion 2 weeks ago. And again, we've talked about it all season long, just that lack of faith or lack of trust in San Diego. I just don't have it. So.
Okay, I'm actually going to go with San Diego. I liked what I saw from Phillip Rivers last week. He just seems like he gets it done. Doesn't get enough credit, I don't think, for the last minute heroics.
His name doesn't come to mind when.
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe I don't know if it's just because they're West Coast or they haven't really had the playoff success, but I don't really think you can blame that playoff failures on him really at all.
No, either it's a lot.
It's usually like LT sitting on the bench, like nursing an ankle.
Right.
Whenever that happens. So.
What would you do with? Do you still think LT's got it? Do you go more with Sproles, who seems to be a little more explosive?
Yeah, I think you do. I don't like, I don't know, LT, I think he's been done for a while now, more or less.
Yeah, I just think he's good, you know, good in a role of splitting carry as a split back, but as the featured back,
yeah.
I just think,
That's the thing, they don't really run, because Sproles isn't, he's not like a great runner, he's better on screen passes and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like their problem is the running game is not really strong at all.
It's too, and they're too small backs. They're not. Yeah. They don't have that big bruiser.
Sproles especially, he's tiny. I don't know exactly how big he is, but
yeah, no, neither is Brandon Jacobs size by any means. So
yeah, definitely. All right then, New England at Indianapolis. It's kind of the headline matchup for this week. Big rivalry. So.
Mm-hmm. I will take the Patriots here. I think Indy's kind of had a relatively weak schedule so far, and they're good, but I think it might be a little overinflated. And New England, like I said, it's that rivalry game, and I think New England's going to go in there and get it done, I guess.
Oh, I'm going to go against you again. I'm going to pick Indy. I just like what Peyton Manning's done this year. He's been pretty sharp and at home. But, I mean, it's probably going to come down to the last drive more than likely, and I'm excited.
Yeah, whoever has the ball, I trust both of those guys with the game.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, what do you think about Lawrence Maroney, kind of a sudden emergence in fantasy relevance?
Yeah.
More than one week, couple weeks, he's been a big disappointment.
Can you trust him, though? Like, on the Patriots, it seems like they kind of do whatever has to happen. They don't have, like, a main guy.
Right, and I think that kind of hurts him. But I don't know. He's had a couple good weeks in a row, so I actually have him on one of my teams and kind of back and forth constantly on whether or not I want to play him this week or not. So,
all right. Then Monday night, my Ravens against Cleveland. Kind of a bad matchup.
Yeah.
Hopefully this one will be lopsided.
Yeah, I would think it is. And although I'm sure you're trembling at when you heard that Brady Quinn is probably going to be starting, I'm still going to.
They got to rough that dude up, I hope.
Yeah, I'm taking Baltimore. I don't see this one being much of a game.
All right. Well, that does it for the games for this week. I guess we're going to talk a little fantasy now. Last week on the fantasy picks, you picked Greg Olsen to be the number one tight end. And that was correct. So the rest of them didn't really pan out for us. Number one quarterback last week was Kurt Warner with 30 points. Running back was Michael Turner with 29 points. And wide receiver was Larry Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a couple questions this week from Twitter I want to talk about real quickly. We already mentioned one when we talked about Calvin Johnson. That was from N. Schaefer on Twitter. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but thanks. Next up, one from Scott House. He says, Breeze or Big Ben this week? What do you think?
I think it's got to be Breeze.
Yeah.
Just indoor game against a horrible team. You got to take Breeze here.
Yeah, I'll go with Breeze too.
I mean, Big Ben, they're playing Cincinnati, and Cincinnati isn't –
they've been
they're not
stout.
Horribly defensively.
Yeah.
And if you factor in any weather that could be coming, which you don't have to factor at St. Louis. So.
Yep, definitely. Next question, Eagles or Bengals defense this week?
Hmm.
That's kind of tough.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you go first on this one.
I'm going to go – God, I don't know. I think I'm going to go Bengals against Pittsburgh rather than Philly, who's against San Diego, just because I think San Diego a little more explosive
mm-hmm.
offensively and special teams.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I think I got to agree with you. I think the Philly-San Diego game has potential to be higher scoring than the other one. And if it's – even if Cincy wins, I don't see it being a high-scoring game.
And with
so
Pittsburgh,
with Pittsburgh
and Cincinnati, they're going to try to run a lot. So – I don't see that one getting past 30 points at the most.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Combined.
I mean,
you mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it'll be that high. That would seem pretty legit. Maybe like a 10-14 game or something. So.
Yeah. All right, and then one more this week from the last one was from Destiny 1009. This one's from DeCenzo. It says pick one this week. I guess probably for a flex spot. Jeremy Maclin, Austin Colley, or Buckhalter.
Buckhalter. Mm. You know what? I think I would take Austin Colley here. I've heard both sides of it. I'm more of the camp that the New England Indianapolis game is going to be a shootout. I think I'd take my chances with a cold wide receiver and Manning back there if they're going to have to be passing a lot. So.
Yeah, I think it's been him and Buckhalter. I kind of like Buckhalter just because they're playing against Denver is playing against Washington. And if they get ahead, mm-hmm. they might try to establish a run, give Collarin a break. So
yeah,
I'd say it's between those two. Maybe the running back, Buckholder, is maybe safer to get you at 4 or 5, but Collie could get a touchdown maybe and
mm-hmm. a little bigger upside there. So.
Yeah, so I guess it depends what you're going for there. If you want a safe bet, I'd say Buckholder.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with because I think Kenosho or Moreno is going to get the majority of the carries, but like you said, if it's a grind out game or they're just putting the run on him, that's a good point. He could pick up 40-50 yards, I think, easy second
but,
half or something.
It's fantasy football, so it's kind of a crapshoot no matter where you go. You never know what might happen, but good luck with that. Thanks for the questions, everybody. And if you got another question, hit us up on Twitter at the Sports Geeks. All right, and then who you got for this week for your projections for number one fantasy
number one.
Quarterback?
Quarterback, I will go with Drew Brees. I've talked about him a few times, but it's against the Rams, and I like those odds.
Yeah, I had Brees, too, against the Rams. They've kind of struggled the last couple weeks, New Orleans getting started. So I think maybe they'll be trying to, you know, come out with a bang in this game.
Yeah, their offense has been kind of laggy, I guess, but all things considered, you know, they had laggy for their terms, which is still, you know, better than a lot of teams. So.
Yep. And then running back?
I'll take Adrian Peterson. He's rested. Favre's a little dinged up, so maybe they'll lean a little more on him. And again, it's against Detroit.
Yeah,
so.
I had him too. I knew you were going to pick him. I had to pick somebody different. But yeah, I like Peterson too against Detroit because it's Detroit.
Yep.
All right, wide receiver.
Despite this never working really for us, that QB wide receiver fantasy hookup, I'm going to take Marquez Colston.
All right.
I just hope he catches a few long ones from Breeze and maybe make that combo happen. So.
All right, I'm going to go with Larry Fitzgerald against Seattle. I think that game could maybe be a kind of a shootout with the defenses kind of being lacking.
Yep, he's playing well too.
Yeah, so. He good last week, like I mentioned, 22 points, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then tight end.
I'm going to go with Jason Witten here. I think he could have a big day in Green Bay. Again, I think quarterbacks rely on the tight end in kind of red zone. And if it's crappy in Green Bay, I haven't looked at the forecast. You know, not as much opportunities to throw it deep. Witten's a big target.
All right. I'm going to go with Antonio Gates from San Diego. It seems like it's been a disappointing season for him. Kind of haven't heard from him much. So.
No, not a lot from him at all.
Hopefully he'll have a big game. All right, and that does it. Anything else you want to mention this week?
I think you should mention the ESPN link.
Oh, yeah. One of our pages on our site got linked to from ESPN in a Rick Riley article, so it's been pretty cool.
Tattoos. Yeah, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my buddy Willie, who will be listening to this. He's the one who found it.
Yeah.
I was meaning
to ask you. Thanks, Willie.
Yeah, he's an addict as far as ESPN pages, and he's probably read every article on page two and stuff, so he's the one who came up with that. I don't know if I would have saw it.
I don't know if I would have noticed either, so I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
I think that does it for the week.
All right, well, this was kind of a short podcast, actually, kind of a lot of crappy games, so hopefully next week has some better matchups and more to talk about.
Yeah, maybe someone will get in trouble this weekend. We could talk about something.
Need a good fight or something.
Somebody screw up, you know, do something bad. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, Pat, thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hit us up on Twitter at TheSportsGeeks or shoot us an email, thesportsgeeks@gmail.com. And we appreciate you guys listening, and we'll see you guys next week.